Now the NPR Cities Project explores how communities are rethinking their proximity to water in light of rising seas.
We have to make sure that our cities are safe.
How are we going to maintain a city?
Location, location, location.
If other cities can do it, we can do it.
When a hurricane causes severe damage to a city, it often raises the question of whether people should have been living in the worst affected areas in the first place. And should they then be allowed to return? For some in New York City, nearly 2 years after Hurricane Sandy, the answer to those questions is no. In Staten Island, the state is tearing hundreds of houses down. Here's Matthew Sherman of member station WNYC.
I'm here in the Fox Beach neighborhood, a few hundred feet from the Atlantic Ocean, or rather, the former Fox Beach neighborhood. This used to be a working-class area, roughly 180 homes, mostly small bungalows, far away from the hustle and bustle of Manhattan. But for the past year, the state has been tearing down these homes. The latest to go, as you can hear behind me, is number 16 Kissimmee Avenue. Bill Bye used to live there.
It's a strong roof. Was a strong roof, I should say.
After Hurricane Sandy hit in 2012, Bye and other homeowners decided their neighborhood was dangerous in terms of natural disasters and increasingly expensive.
The insurance would be too high. The property tax, everything would be too high.
The backhoe nibbles away at the house, bit by bit, using its shovel to first knock the roof boards loose, pluck away the gutter, nudge the brick chimney. Within an hour, the whole thing comes down. The woman who lives next door, Franca Costa, is staying, at least for now.
I don't know if they're offering me enough money where I could buy something else for us. I mean, the guy down there moved into a studio. I don't want to do something like that once I've owned a house.
Costa is one of only a few holdouts left. It's not just because of Sandy. This is wetlands. It floods in heavy rains and is barely above sea level. In hot weather, wildfires break out.
If you look at what we're in the midst of right here, you realize houses don't belong here.
That's Joe Tyrone. I talked to him a little ways down the street, where workers are removing the cement slab of another house. He organized the neighbors and convinced New York State to buy out whoever wanted to sell.
It's insane to think that this looked like this 30 or 40 years ago, and someone said, oh, I can build some homes here.
The governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, embraced the buyouts. He's devoted $600 million of federal Sandy relief money to the project. That'll cover roughly 750 homes, not just here in Fox Beach, but at other sites on Staten Island and on Long Island as well. Environmentalists say the money is well worth it.
In our DC, how may I direct your call?
To ask why, I went to the headquarters of the Natural Resources Defense Council. It's in Manhattan, about 15 miles from Fox Beach. Eric Goldstein is a senior attorney.
The problem is a national problem. Population in coastal counties is increasing. More property and more lives are at risk now along the coast in terms of endangerment and future storms than perhaps ever before.
The idea of buyouts, or retreating from flood-prone areas, took root about 20 years ago. Government agencies calculated in some cases it would cost less money than repeatedly bailing out the same homeowners for every flood.
Living along the coast and having an ocean view is very enticing. Unfortunately, there are some coastal areas where that is problematic.
Back on Staten Island, where more than 40 homes have been torn down so far, the buyouts are not only removing people from dangerous areas, they are creating open space that will act as a buffer to blunt the force and absorb some of the water of the next storm surge. Rebecca Sinclair works for the New York State Governor's Office of Storm Recovery.
It should be actually a rather peaceful place where you could come and walk and view different wildlife. I mean, I think there's real potential here.
Here in Fox Beach, nature is already returning. The reeds have grown more than 10 feet tall in places. People see deer, herons, and hawks regularly. The former residents have moved upland to higher ground, sometimes just a few blocks, but far enough back to be out of harm's way for the next storm. On Kissimmee Avenue in Staten Island, I'm Matthew Sherman for the NPR Cities Project.
And you can follow the Cities Project on Twitter at NPR Cities.